This is a Fox News alert. I'm Marianne Rafferty in New York. Just moments ago, the final U.S. troops left Iraq, crossing the border into Kuwait. And this is nearly 9 years after U.S. troops stormed the country in search of Saddam Hussein and his reputed weapons of mass destruction. That was back in March of 2003. And since then, the war has cost nearly 4,500 American lives, 100,000 Iraqi lives, and cost $800 billion U.S. dollars. Let's go now to Fox News correspondent Greg Palcott, who is streaming live from the Iraq-Kuwait border. Greg, quite a lot of celebration, a lot of clapping earlier as that last truck came over the border. What's going on there now?
A momentous time, Marianne, an historic time. Just in the past hour, we've seen the last U.S. troops leave Iraq to come into Kuwait. They were coming down from a base about 5 hours' drive north of where we are right now. And right to the end, we are told militants in the region still were proclaiming that they wanted to kill Americans. So it was a mission, it was a withdrawal that was under high security. But the camp is now closed down. All U.S. troops, which at its peak was at 171,000 in Iraq, now all gone, essentially, except for a residual force. There are no American forces left inside Iraq.